Tell Me Lies by Jennifer Crusie. One hot August Thursday afternoon, Maddie Faraday reached under the front seat of her husband's Cadillac and pulled out a pair of black lace underpants. They weren't hers. Up until then, it had been a fairly decent day. The microwave had snapped and died when she'd tried to heat a muffin for Em's breakfast, but the sun had been shining on their blue frame house, and the temperature hadn't hit 90 before noon, and Em had been absorbed in planning her school shopping, and contentment had reigned. Even Brent, muttering about what a mess his car was, had cheered up when Maddie volunteered to clean it, something she'd done more from a sense of guilt than a sense of obligation. It seemed fair that she should clean the car since she had summers off from work and he didn't, and she'd been bending over backward to be fair lately because it was so tempting not to be fair. "I don't even like you," she wanted to say. "Why would I clean your car?" But Brent was a good husband by default. He didn't yell, drink his paycheck, hit her, or do most of the other things the country music she loved complained about. He was doing his part. The least she could do was play hers. "Em and I will clean your car this afternoon," she'd said when he'd hugged Em goodbye and was on his way to the door. "Call Howie and have him pick you up on his way out to the company." And Brent had been so surprised, he'd kissed her on the cheek. Em had done her usual 8-year-old eye roll behind her glasses when she'd heard the good news. But then she'd gotten a calculating look in her eye and become the angel daughter, trooping out to Brent's gleaming caddy after lunch with no protest. Something was up, and Maddie waited for the other shoe to drop while she cleaned the trash out of her husband's front seat and sang along with Roseanne Cash on the tape deck. Em hauled enough junk from the back seat to fill a